Praise the Lord. Good evening. Hallelujah. We enjoy singing, be exalted, O God. Amen. Today our message is we will speak about the same as we have sung. Who is the one who wrote this psalm and what is the occasion for it? This is our message this night. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 57. That psalm was burning in my heart since early morning, and I cannot escape. And I need to go through it, prepare it, enjoy it, get the direction to my life, and I need to share with you this message tonight. Let's read. What is the story of Psalm 57 and how David reached out the conclusion that he said to the Lord, be thou exalted, O God, above all heaven. Psalm 57, say to the Sufi musician Al-Tashir Mikhtam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, and to God that performeth all things for me. He shall send me from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps, my soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are falling themselves, Selah. My heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed, and I will sing and I give you praise. Awake up my glory, awake psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O God, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. God, thank you for this night. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint this time and your word to us. Let your word feed us. Direct us, show us things in the spirit and what is in the reality going on around us in the name of Jesus. Fix our faith unto you, O God. Let be as David say, my heart is fixed, O Lord. Fix our heart and mind and thought and captivate us and lead us out of the troubles to do the marvelous things that all nations will praise you, Lord. And I will praise you, Lord, among all the people, and I will sing unto thee among the nation. O God, we will preach your word among the nation. We thank God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. What is the story of this psalm? You know, Saul was after David, hunting him from place to place, and he was not giving him even a breath to get relaxed. And that's what the devil is doing with us as a church, from trial to trial, but he is defeated. He cannot do anything more than what God had ordained for us to pass through the scripture to help us to see reality and see circumstances, how God sees them. Scriptures, they are updates of God to us for our daily living. instead of watching the news to see what is around you, open your Bible and hear the Rhema word of the Holy Ghost that God is sending to you. Saul was hunting David from place to place. And finally, David resorted to hide in a cave. And when he hid in a cave, there were with him 600 men. They were hiding with the cave. So just imagine the size of that cave. We will read this story in 1 Samuel chapter 24. They say that some of these caves in the mountain, they have, especially those who have a huge capacity to occupy people, they have a small mouth, but when you go in, the size of the cave will be huge, huge, huge. In 1 Samuel chapter 24, and I read it from verse 1 to 7. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. That's where the cave that David was hiding. And he came to the sheep cots by the way, where was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet, to sleep, to rest, to use himself. And David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, but thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily, but he was sleeping. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto the men, unto his men, The Lord forbid that I should do these things unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servant with these words, and suffered him not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. Now, we will read also 1 Samuel chapter 23. We will see how Saul was hunting David, and David was not alone with him, 600 men. And here we have read that finally Saul went out to him with 3,000 men, chosen men of Israel, just to catch David. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 13 to 15. We are collecting certain data to understand what was in the mind and around David, what was going on. Then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah and went wheresoever they could go. And it was so thought that David was encamped from Keilah, and he forbear to go forth. And David abode in the wilderness in strongholds, and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. And David was so that Saul was come out to seek his life. And David was in the wilderness of Ziph in a wood. And let's move now to verse 19. See how the when we reach chapter 24 already, a continuous tracking him, try to pull him down, exhaust him, trap him, but God was with David. In verse 19, then came of the Levites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, "Doth not David hide himself with us in the strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Hikaliah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul, to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand." And so said, "Blessed be ye of the Lord, for you have compassion on me. Go, I pray you, prepare yet, and know and see his place where his haunt is, and who has seen him there, for it is told me that he did it very subtly. See therefore and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hideth himself, and come ye again to me with the certainty, and I will go with you. And it shall come to pass, if he be in the land, that I will search him out throughout all the thousands of Judah. And they arose and went to Ziph, because before Saul, but David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the plain on the south of Jeshimon. Saul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David, wherefore he came down into Arah, and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. And Saul went on his side of the mountain, and David on his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away from fear, for fear of Saul. For Saul and his men compassed David, and his men round about to take them. But there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, "Haste thee, and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land." Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David, and went against the Philistines. Therefore they called that place Sila Hamalikot. And David went up from there, and dwelt in stronghold at Engedi. In chapter 24, here's the story. In Engedi, David was hiding in a cave, and when Saul freed himself from the Philistine, he did not go rest. He went back to try to hunt David. You see here, there are a lot of things we can learn from the story. David, when he went to the cave, he went to a safe place. You know, sometimes we are programming our lives, our style, to be in a safe places. I'm not saying don't prepare. No, I am the man who honor with the preparation. Money, education, it's all good. Some people prepare special people to help them, VIP to help them, strong influential people to help them. But in spite of all that, what David had to prepare, he found himself in a very big trouble situation. You know, they were in the cave, they were hiding. And sure they noticed the movement of the army of King Saul. And they were, as we have read in Psalm 57, they were at the side of the cave. You know, in the cave, it is dark. Yeah? It is dark, and their eyes all look to the entrance of the cave. The one who is outside does not see them. But they are who are inside, they can see who is coming. You know, it is the testing of faith now. What passed in the mind of David that time? There are 3,000 men outside, and they can kill them very easy. They are very hunted and trapped. The first things will come to his mind, I did something bad, that's why God is handing me over to my enemies. That's one of the things that we usually think when we pass through such a trials, we think maybe we have done something bad. Or sometimes we have issues in our thoughts. Some people, they say, I'm not having joy, you know, I'm always worried because of successive trials. that God allowed to test our faith, to build us up, to get an experience that we can write such songs, be exalted, O God above all. God allows certain things to pass in our life. And we should not entertain negative thoughts. First, we should not trust our good planning. No, we have to do, but we should not trust them. Second point, we said we should not entertain negative thoughts. Why my life is that way, hard and difficult? You know, David in that situation, he saw death in the front of his eyes. Saul, in that story, in that situation, he went out to hunt David, right? He was, you know what he said here, I will search for him the land. Search, it means that he will search every area. Now let me ask you one question. When he approached the cave, do you think that Saul did nothing that David inside? Somebody was looking for him, and that is the place of hiding. How? Because David, when he was inside, and he saw the movement of 3,000 people choosing Israelites, the army of Saul, and he saw Saul approaching the entrance of the cave. Why not end up? The question here is, how Saul did not come to his mind that no one is hiding there inside? That's what David said, be merciful unto me, O God. He saw death in the front of his eyes. What God had done at that moment, that the mind of Saul completely blocked that, to think that David is hiding. And what he say in Psalm 57 verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. Is God mercy now? He is, if Saul did come to his mind that David is there, he is killed. That is how God provides, that's how God saves us, that's how God deals with the enemies. He says, for my soul trusteth in thee. Now he realized that even he's in the cave cannot protect him, the good place that he had, he cannot protect him, but only the Lord himself. You know, some of the Jewish historians, they say, but that's not in the Bible, they say that when Saul and his men approached the cave, they say that God had allowed a spider to make a net. So they were not thinking that somebody inside, and that, but that's not in the Bible. My point here, sure 100% when they approached the cave, they were thinking that somebody there, that's what I want to say. When they reached it, God had changed their mind, there is no one inside. And that's why Saul went inside and he slept. Have you passed through that you think that God is against you? That allow your enemy to hunt you? And you start to think, oh, what is wrong? What I have done wrong? Why God is allowing me to be put down? And then when you find that God is doing something else, that the enemy, God forbid him to reach you and lay hand on you. That's why he said, be exalted, O God. That's what a wonderful miracle that David will never forget in his life. You say, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. That is we need, after we prepare everything, our refuge under the wings of God until these calamities over us. Amen. Calamities will come to us. Our refuge is there, is the Lord. We need to trust Him. How He will not allow the enemy to touch us, that is His real work. And we praise Him and we thank Him for that. For that. Verse 2, our cry unto God, Most High, and to God that performeth all things for me. David realized that when the army approached the cave and they did not do anything, God had done a great work, and He had done the needed work for David to be saved. He changed their mind. He convinced them that it's a safer place. David is not there. You can rest, and then after that you can continue to look for him. But they don't know that David was and his men, 600 people, they were inside the cave. God will provide for us. God help us. God heal us. God inspire us. God lead us. God give us revelation. God answer our prayers. Certain time you are confused, full of thoughts and ideas, and you are troubled by the troubles of thoughts and the devil work against you. But God, at the end of the day, He will reveal Himself to us and give us relief and good sleep. He said, verse 3, He shall stand from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth His mercy and His truth. See here, he realized that God will send from heaven and help me. God can send His angels. He sent His angel and He saved Apostle Peter. That's the New Testament. Apostle Peter was sleeping in the middle of soldiers. God sent His angels, set him free, opened the door, tell him, wear your clothes and follow me. Till he was past the main gate of the jail, then Peter realized that was the angel of the Lord who has saved his life. God shall send forth His mercy and His truth. Now here another point. God, when He interfered here, when He interfered there, at that occasion, God sent His mercy, He saved David and his men, but God also sent the truth. What is the truth that it came to David at that time? His men, they told him, this is your opportunity, you can finish his life, you can kill him, and that's what God had promised, what God promised you, but he said no. God forbid that I would do it by myself. That is the Lord anointed. Certain time when we pass through hardship, we cannot free ourselves by wrongdoing. Amen? That is the truth that God certain time is revealing to us. During the trials, we cannot do mistake or do wrong in order to relieve ourselves. Amen? We need to be alert, self-controlled, because sometimes the enemy on our side, the people around us, they will push us to do wrong. Although they like us, but their advice is contradict the word of God, that we should not take it by heart. We still need to go to the scriptures. The Holy Spirit is there to lead us and remind us if we are willing to follow the truth. We should not do wrong things when we are on trial. We should trust God and do still the right thing. Verse 4, my soul is among lions. He was surrounded by lions. You see here that cave that he thought that was a safe place? The proof that it's full of lions. That place, certain time we trust certain things, but that which we trust, it became a source of trouble into our life. The devil is a roaring lion. He prowls around us and tries to devour us. That's why we need to be careful. David said that he was in the middle of the lions. In Psalm 22, in Psalm 22, after the Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross, he was surrounded by also lions. Verse 12, Psalm 22, verse 12 and 13, many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gape upon me with their mouth as a raven and a roaring lions. And so here, and also in 1 Peter 5:8, God will save us from the lions. They try to devour us. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be also vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And also let's read book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 17. Second Timothy chapter 4 and verse 17. Say, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. David was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And every one of us, one day, or either we have passed through it or is coming, that the Lord will show us how we can deliver us out from the mouth of the lions. Let's go to Psalm 57. He said, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. They were around him, those men of Saul. They were liars. And they were telling Saul that David wants to take your life. And that's why he was pushed to hunt him. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongues, a sharp sword. The enemy is using people's mouths and tongues and lies, deceits. And that is a very dangerous weapon. We should be aware of it. You know, with lies or slander, the devil can create against us enemies. He can cook us, he can make us wear a case to trouble us. But we need to trust God. The Holy Ghost will deal with those who tell lies. And even as we have read, the damn is David want to swallow him, but God even did not allow it to take place. Verse 5, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. When Saul left the place, David, in his part, he knew God very well, but I believe after that experience, he was able to see very clearly now that God is above all the heavens, above all the earth. How he brought Saul in, put him in the hand of David, and he took him out. And David, after that, he spoke to him, he told him. He told him, your men, they tell you that David is after you. I cut the edge of your robe, but I did not lay my hand on you. Verse 6. He said, I have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dig a pit before me, into the midst whereof they have fallen themselves still. He concludes, the enemy that had prepared a net, that had dig a pit for him, the same what they have dig for him, God used it to make them fall down. In Psalm 7, and verse 15 and 16, yes, Lord. Psalm 7, verse 15 and 16. He say, he made a pit and dig it, and it's fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own pate. And chapter 9, Psalm 9 and verse 15. You say, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made in the net with their head is their own feet taken. The net that they had prepared to hunt him, their own feet had been taken by that net. The value of God allowing the trials, while we are trying to save ourselves, we cry to God and we find that our prayer will be answered. Even the enemy who is doing trouble to us, the same trouble that he is using, God is using that snare or pit to make the enemy also fall down. Verse 7, my heart is fixed. Amen. After that trial, David, his faith was fixed. My heart is fixed, oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. When Saul left the place, David started to sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp, I myself will awake early. Now all of them get relief. Amen. I will praise you, O Lord, among the people. That's a great testimony. God deliver him. God say, I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heaven, and let thy glory be above all the earth. If we go back to what we have read, through the days that David was passing through that trials, he was not able to put his head up and see, but now after God cleared it out, he was able to see that God is there and he is watching everything, and everything was programmed by him, and I need now just to give him the praise and the glory. Let's all stand and let us sing to him, be exalted to God. Lord, thank you for your word to us. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, God. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for saving us from trials and hardship and difficulties. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the wonderful work that you have done in our lives. Thank you for your truth and your mercy that you send us on time. Even they dig a pit, they put the snare, but they drop in it, they fall in it, oh God. Be exalted, oh God. Save us, oh God, from the rankless and the sinful downs, oh God. Whatever the plan of devil to put us down, to put the church down, to put the work of God down, we claim, oh God, that you do wonderful things, oh God. Those who reproach us, oh God, that you will put them to shame
in the name of Jesus, and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me. Lord, I trust you. I thank you, Lord. I give you thanks. I exalt you, Lord. I magnify your name.
From Psalm 57, he wrote in Romans 15 verse 9, saying, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the nations, the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. To the God, for what great things you have done to us, life of our church. love each and every family, each and every member, congregation, workers and servants of yours. We will exalt you, Lord. We will confess your name and what you have done, the great things to us. With all nations, set out your glory, and your name will be glorified. Bless us, O God. Bless each and everyone. Help us to see you as David was able to see you when that time had finished. O God, I pray, great exaltation, to your name above the earth, above the heavens, we magnify the end of it. O Lord, heal sick, do miracles, deliver, perform all that is needed. From A to Z, we trust you, as you have done to them. Send your angels, deliver us. Lord, we come against the work of devil and hell and all the staying of demons from hell against your church. We come against, we refuse, we reject. We come on back from where you came. Let the trouble that sent us back to their own head, devil, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We pray for healing, pray for areas to be recovered. We pray for more evangelism. We pray more souls to be saved. O Lord, more fruit and the purpose prevail of sending the souls. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. To hand with us, keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we can keep him. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.